This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. I am the world's only sign-spinning luchador, T-Rock Plutonium, in a zigzag to Seth Rollins. That's got to be it. One, two, and no, Seth Rollins kicks out. Intercontinental Championship. Goodness, we are awaiting the Elias run-in to stop this match. And while we wait, let us go to the phone lines. First, our resident minister, who's always doing something sinister, Minister!
Again, man, no Elias this week.
So, no, yeah, he's coming.
We're waiting the Elias run-in.
That's what I said. I think so. Yeah. And tonight, no Double L, so no Name That Tune. So you guys can not worry. And also on the phone line, much like Rocky Balboa, Philadelphia's own native son, Christian.
This Raw angered me tonight.
Guess what I forgot to do again, Minister?
Oh, man, the thread.
Why can't I ever remember? Like, it's not even a thing anymore. I can't friggin' remember. Like,
we might be past that, man.
it just takes a second, though. I mean, well, not a second, but you know, it's just let's see.
Well, we're still in the match, man.
Oh yeah, okay.
Christian is angered. Does that
I'm
concern you?
I'm partially angered too. But not as much as Christian, I bet.
What angers you, Christian?
Roman Reigns' stupidity.
Superplex into the Falcon Arrow. One.
I'm
going to
tell you what
two.
He said wrong tonight.
Drew McIntyre with the run in.
Oh,
ooh.
And
he was banned
DQ.
From ringside. What is this? They need to restart the match. That's unfair.
I had called for a DQ earlier.
Well, I guess we all knew somebody was going to run in, but... Well, that's why it's going to go to Extreme Rules. And probably
yeah.
A cage match, I would say, if I had to choose. Because cage matches stop outside interference. Oh, God, Roman Reigns is coming out to save him now?
Get out.
No!
Believe that. To the booth.
No. What's next? Nathan Jordan?
What, so it's going to be a tag match now next week, a tag match.
Oh.
Between.
Shit.
Next week, a tag match, right? That's what we're going to get. Between McIntyre and Ziggler. And then at the pay-per-view, we're getting probably, like I said, either a no DQ or a cage match. I think a cage match because that's... All right. The thread is up at WrestleCorp.com. You can go to WrestleCorp. I hope... At least Seth holds a victory over the champion, though, so he can... I'm telling you, next week it's a tag match. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus those two. And then the pay-per-view will be a cage match, and Roman and Bobby Lashley will be a, I don't know, who gives a shit match, and it'll be a number one contenders match, and that will be for to go against Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, and then Braun Strowman's going to cash in at Roman when he beats Brock Lesnar. But WWE is not predictable.
Well, you know, this is what I'm thinking. My early predictions here, man. It has to do with, it's going to have Roman Reigns defeating Brock Lesnar. That has to he has to beat him before Lesnar leaves.
Yeah.
And he hasn't ever beat him. So he has to beat him, and then we're going to have the cash in right afterwards, and everybody goes home happy.
Very happy.
Because imagine if there is no cash in, or if it goes different and he puts the case on the line, inserting himself into the match as a triple threat, and then he ends up not winning and Roman wins. That will be very bad for business for WWE, so no. It has to be King Neckbeard, Braun Strowman winning the gold at fucking SummerSlam. And rightfully so. I mean, shit. He's their biggest star right now.
That's a troll. You know Vince likes doing that. All right, so Monday Night Raw is over. Let's talk about Monday Night Raw. The king is dead. Long live the king. All right, so Raw opened tonight. And like I said, if you want to go and join... Hello?
That was not me, man. I don't know what the hell that was.
That was not me either.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Raw opens up with Constable and Bobby and Kurt and face Roman Reigns, I guess. He said big impact, but the crowd was booing him. So I don't think anybody caught Roman saying he made a big impact on the when he was away from WWE. I am so sick of Roman Reigns. Lashley is actually on fire. It was a really good promo. And then I thought the revival again. What the hell? Nobody wants to see this again. Brock's not going to be there. What the hell? Raw is terrible. But the revival pins Roman Reigns clean. So I don't know. Minister of Sinister. Opening segment. What did you think?
Yeah, I actually thought it was pretty entertaining, man. You know, Roman Reigns, to me, he actually delivered a little bit on his promo. But nevertheless, man, they fucking bluebirds were out for that guy tonight, man. Oh, man. They booed the shit out of him, dude, when he first came out, man. It was awesome. But, you know, what I didn't and then Reigns comes out, right, and they're out there talking, and then Bobby Lashley comes out. And so then Reigns starts referring to him as Bob. And I did like when he sarcastically said that shit about, you know, how Lashley made a big impact, you know, when he left for MMA and shit. But what has he done since he's come back? You know, that's a thing, right? He hasn't done shit, except he had that freaking feud with Sami freaking Zayn. But now he's,
hey,
you know, supposedly moving on up. And
I was
so
waiting. I was waiting for Bobby Lashley to flub some line. I was like, what's he going to flub? You put Kurt Angle and Bobby Lashley in the same ring. And go put Ric Flair drunk. And
well, and then shortly after I started watching this, and when the freaking the guys came out, when the revival came out, I was like, holy shit, man, didn't I see this last week? I started really thinking, was this the same shit I saw last week? And but no, I thought it was entertaining. And then, of course, the end with the revival getting the pin on Roman Reigns, no less. You know, I thought, you know, the crowd was really happy. And I thought we were off to and I thought to myself also, somewhere out there, T-Rock is really loving it that Reigns took this pin. And so I thought we were off to an auspicious beginning there, T-Rock.
Yes, I did quite enjoy it. Let's go to Philadelphia, land of brotherly love. Christian, what did you think of this opening segment?
This opening segment was awful because of Roman Reigns. First, let's name the mistakes of this opening segment first. One, Reigns said that Bobby Lashley main evented WrestleMania. That's wrong. It was John Cena and Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship. Then he said it took 10 years ago. That's also wrong. It took 11 years ago. And Kurt Angle is so boring. He's so dead. I can't stand Kurt. And guess what? I know this is going to sound unprofessional, but I can't stand Brock Lesnar either. They need to strip him off the title. I'm sick of Lesnar. I'm sick of this whole Lesnar and Roman Reigns garbage. I'm sick of it. And what Minister said about Braun Strowman cashing in on Reigns, that would be fantastic. But the bad result in that is that we're not going to hear Roman Reigns shut up for weeks saying that I need another Universal Championship match because I'm the big dog and the big dog is hungry.
He needs as many matches as he can get. Jonathan in the other chat says, so random this week, WWE decided Reigns remembers he's friends with Rollins. Mickie James is friends with Alexa still. And Nia Jax is a face this week. So booking is bipolar. And we'll get into that in a second. All right. So from that opening segment and the match, which, of course, Roman pinned, we went to Matt and Bray in the ring, the B-team promo, Axel versus Matt Hardy, and Axel actually picking up the victory. And Corey Grave actually said the words, stepped on a banana peel. So that is the, for all the marks out there, that is insider jargon for somebody winning, like, out of some BS way. Minister of Sinister, the B-team.
Well, the B-team still, you know, they're on their way up right now, seemingly. Somebody said last week that it's going to end up with the B-team being a part of the Hardy and Wyatt thing, the whole thing. It's going to be a big family. You know, tonight, I you know, somebody planted those seeds last week, man. I have to say, stop telling me.
It's the last, for the last 4 weeks I've said it. Stop saying somebody. Last fucking 4 weeks.
All right, it was you, damn it. It was you all along.
It was me. I'm going to kill
it. I'm starting to get there.
Hello?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, man. But yeah, I thought it was a funny segment. You know, the Bo Axel, Bo Axel, I think they're doing fantastic right now. And Hardy and Wyatt, well, they're not doing too bad, man. They're the deleters of worlds. And I like that they're at the very end, too, where they gave them credit for that and kind of freaked out Bo Axel and, as they took off outside.
Axel, but yeah,
you know, stepping on a banana peel, man.
You're a fucking Axbo, Minister. You're an Axbo. Damn Axbo. Double L's an Axbo for not coming. And you know what? I was late getting the WrestleCore thread up, but I was in before Best Friends NXT, so that's a win in my book. Christian from Philadelphia. Axbo.
I think it was a good match, and I think it was a good segment. At least Bray Wyatt is doing something. That's the most important thing. At least he's doing something.
Yeah, and he's kind of not prominent, but he's got a storyline. He's getting TV time. I'm telling you, I want to see it at the compound. Fuck any Extreme Rules match. It fits in Extreme Rules, right? Like, Extreme Rules, why can't they have it at a compound match? Film it.
Yeah.
Put it on.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Compound match. I'm all for it, man.
Well, hopefully if they do, they'll have the crowd with the live audio and not have them watch a dark match in its,
yeah.
You know. I think that we need to hear the crowd, and I don't know. I predict we believe soon enough. All right, so apparently Authors of Pain are back from the main event versus the Job Brothers. I wrote that the Authors of Pain are sloppy, dangerous, green, and against jobbers. Like it didn't even look powerful. It looked sloppier than shit. Minister of Sinister, the Authors of Pain, green.
Oh yeah, very green, man. Get them off my TV. you know, I had completely forgot about these guys, and then all of a sudden, here they are on my television again, man. Just when I thought I was out, they sucked me back in. But no, it was pretty bad, man. You know, I had read that they were gone due to visa issues or something like that. So when I saw them back again tonight, I was like, well, shit, here they go again. What are they going to do with these guys? I guess they'll find a way to fit them in. But tonight, yeah, I could have done without this segment altogether.
They were gone due to visa issues. Fortunately, it wasn't MasterCard issues. Or Discover. Christian from Philadelphia. Authors of Pain, back from the main event to feud with Titus Worldwide. Pity get greed.
Well, they're going to be obviously on the pre-show, no doubt about it. That's going to be a fucking horrible feud in itself. As for the Authors of Pain, I really couldn't give two shits about them. They're fucking boring. They should go back to NXT where they fucking belong.
Yeah, I'm upset because Paul Ellering probably would have done good for these two because, I mean, yeah, he's, you know, old and bald, but
problem.
Yeah, they're nothing, and I'm telling you, man, like, their moves didn't look powerful. They look, when jobbers can't even make you look good, you're awful. Like, I don't care, and I don't. I just really don't care. So let's move on. So Mickey and Alexa promo. I wrote Hot Tub T-Rock Machine. T-Rock, the two of them all night long. That's right. Both of those bitches. And what, Natalia was lisping,
man.
All of a sudden. She sounded like a liar. But Natalia was lisping. And what the fuck, Nia Jax is a face again? Like, I don't know. Minister of Sinister, what did you make of this whole strange thing and the match?
Man. That's confusing is about it, man. I mean, the Nia Jax, the whole thing with Nia Jax, yes, you said it. That, I mean, it's fucked up is what it is, man. I think Christian said it, too. It's just terrible. Nia Jax, this whole thing with Nia Jax is fucked up. They even fired up a You Suck chant out there for a little bit when they were out there during this segment. It was just terrible. There was loud boos, the whole thing. Even it was even too much for Alexa Bliss to say. However, having said that, during the match itself, you know, I've always been a fan of the women's wrestling matches because you can get a little peek show every here and there, you know. But they had some great shots tonight. Of Alexa Bliss,
shot.
You have to go back. Yeah, crotch shots and even like just different shots. Okay, you have to go back and check this out, keeping those shots in mind, man, and using your paws every now and then. I mean, there was some spots where Alexa Bliss got rolled up, and I mean, it just looks really nice. It just really nice down there.
Yeah, you could see her little toe, not her camel toe, because Nia Jax has a big camel toe. Alexa has a little toe, little toe.
Man.
Little toe action. And that's why I said, T-Rock, the two of them, all night long. Yeah. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of these four women?
I feel bad for two of them, Natalia and Mickey. They got nothing fucking happening for them. Natalia had a promising storyline, but that's fucking out the window. Thanks, Vince. Thanks. Thanks a lot, you fucking idiot. Dumbass. Mickey James. I hate Vince McMahon.
All right. Well, it obviously we could tell by the foul language and utter disdain. And Mumra is here. He says Minister Sinister is right. They don't know how to book Nia Jax. Best Friends NXT says you guys are making fun of Authors of Pain. It makes me sad. Seems like another NXT failure on the main roster. It does. It really, really does. And you know what's funny? We're probably going to get through Monday Night Raw tonight within the first hour. And that's fine by me. Hey, Minister, why did you do your show on Friday?
Well, I had some issues. One of my family members was ill. And so I had to it was a rough week last week, man. It was a rough week last week, and tonight, if you can hear this, Yeah. There's a sound of my second beer pouring down my glass right now. So things are looking up better. But, yeah, I had to do my show on Friday as a result. You know, I couldn't do it on Thursday. So, and even so, I had to do it from, you know, the hospital. I actually did my show from a freaking hospital last week.
Damn. So hopefully we'll get Thursday this week.
Yes.
All right. So moving right along. So Jinder Mahal is in the back taking pictures. And here comes Beaky and crew. Beaky and crew come on down, and they knock the camera out like whatever, I don't know. And then Beaky, she made me throw up a little in my mouth. And then I wrote Sasha and Bayley teaming up. Raw is awful. WWE is very aware of how ugly Beaky is because during the match they don't show her face. What? They don't have any close-ups. They know. I mean, they know. And I also wrote that Bayley turning heel was the biggest face move ever, and that is exactly what would happen if Roman Reigns turned heel. Minister of Sin.
Man, that was huge, that moment. But I want to get back to Beaky, as you referred to her. I forget her name, but we'll call her Beaky. Ruby
That's
Riott.
Her name
Ruby
now.
Riott.
My father calls her Beaky. We call her Beaky. That's her name. She looks like a bird. She's a Beaky.
Oh,
she's a parrot.
Man.
She's a Beaky. Beaky, Beaky.
You're not right. You're not right. Nevertheless, anyway, Beaky. I have to tell you, man, she looked pretty impressive in that little segment she had at the beginning of this whole thing there. I actually thought it was cool the way she punked out. Who was that at the beginning there?
Jinder.
Yes, Jinder. I thought that was really cool. We also saw a little bit more of Jinder Mahal's new character persona that he's trying to throw into his current character or whatever, this whole peaceful thing there that he did at the end of that. But during the match, man, this whole thing, I didn't see the Sasha Banks Bayley thing brewing during the match. I was flipping back and forth. They had Justin Verlander pitching tonight, the Astros. So I was checking it out back and forth. And but then at the end, we had this whole thing where Bayley comes out and just out of nowhere beats the shit out of Sasha Banks. And it was perfect, man. It was great. You know what, man? This might be the beginning of that whole thing where Bayley starts turning into that John Cena character that I myself have always thought was going to happen with her. So I don't know. We'll have to see how that develops. But that was definitely a big-time face move on her part, as you said there, T-Rock.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get her to turn heel. Is what I'm saying. Like, they were trying to get her to turn heel.
So it was a failure, because the fans absolutely loved it.
Yeah, everybody loved it. That's why I said, if Roman does that, he's instantly over. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't just do that. Like what, you know, I don't get it. Like, actually, no, I think Roman people would still hate him. Christian from Philadelphia, What did you think of Bayley's heel/face turn?
I don't think it was supposed to be a heel turn. I just thought that maybe she was just getting her back for last week. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting her back. And the reason why I say it's not a heel turn, because the next segment, which ruins this moment, saying Kurt Angle saying to Bayley, you got to go to counseling or you're fired. So we're going to have an awful counseling segment next week with Bayley and Sasha Banks fighting and counseling. Ruining that moment. It's like they ruin every moment.
They're going to do this whole thing like Kane and Daniel Bryan shit again. I wonder if they're going to use the same counselor.
Well, she can hug it out. No. She's a hugger, so, you know.
Yes, she is.
Hug
She's
it out.
Queen of
like.
And also, they ruined it because they ruined this moment twice because they leased a Q&A video of Bayley 6 hours ago when she was cheerful.
Huh.
So she was cheerful on it. She's manic depressive, maybe. Maybe she's.
Yeah, they should do a storyline where she needs her meds, man.
She needs her. Why do you think she has the what are those things? The wacky, flailing arm.
Inflatable.
Yeah, those inflatable freaking. They should do something dark with her, man.
Hey, before I got interesting news. Wrestling news.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
This whole, you know, the whole Big Cass thing, right? When he got released.
Yeah.
There's some shady stuff going on because now they're saying something completely different.
Oh.
They said that it was Carmella that got Big Cass fired.
Who said
I read
that?
Something like that.
Wrestling.com said it, and it said that in backstage segment before SmackDown, Big Cass confronted Carmella and asked her to take him back. She said no, but then when she was going to leave, Big Cass grabbed her arm tightly and forced her to come back. But two wrestlers, Eric Rowan and The Usos, stopped it. So now they're saying Carmella's the reason why he got fired. And I'm like, which is it? Is it Kevin Dunn? Is it the poor attitude? Or is Carmella? They're making a... I don't know which one is it.
All
probably
of the above.
Everything, man. Yeah, everything,
yeah.
Dude. They just got sick and tired of his ass. And they said, hey, you know what? Fuck you. You're done.
Yeah. Before we go to break, I want to quickly touch on this whole Brock Lesnar is not going to be at Extreme Rules and the Paul Heyman thing. I mean, like, what the hell, Minister? Like, I guess it makes you want to hate Brock and cheer for Roman, right?
No, I mean, you know, I guess that's what they think. Is that what they think? Clearly, that's what they think. But it's not going to happen. Everything they try to do with this guy, they could pair him with Braun Strowman. They could pair him with anybody. And still, when he would be in there, they would boo him. It's just, it's going to happen.
But they sent him out for the save. They sent him out for the save at the end of the show. Again, trying to get him cheered. Like, when will Vince give, like, he's just the most stubborn person. Like, I agree with you, Christian. Like, this guy... 3.5-4 years. Give it up, man. Right?
Not even John Cena could put his ass over.
I'm to the point where they're gonna make people not care about Roman Reigns. He's gonna start getting no reaction. And he was looking pudgy today. But we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna finish up with Raw, probably early, because why not? And we all got things to do. If you want to call in, 619-924-0815 is the number. You can go to WrestleCorp.com, join us, Best Friends NXT and Mumra over there, or our chat, which the chat room is open, and we got 3 guests, so that's pretty awesome as well. So I am T-Rock Plutonium, and we'll be right back with Monday Night Fallout after this. Want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop with you, Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great. Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling
a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador. Don't forget to check out last night's episode of The Greatest Talk Show. It's all about Destiny. You are not going to want to miss that. And tomorrow, they are 2 weeks away from Santori being allowed back into the Mall of America after his ban. How do you get banned from the Mall of America? Well, you gotta have to listen and find out. So a lot of good stuff. Did you hear the show last night, Minister? Oh, no, you were at the hospital, right?
Yeah. But I did. The Wheel of Destiny, man. You've got to go back and listen to this stuff. By the way, and last week, that Santori, that episode of Santori, man, that was like, I think it was the number one episode last week on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Yeah, it's. I think we're doing good, man. I think that the whole network's doing good. I mean, you know, we need your help and we need listen. So if you can share, people can share. And especially you, Christian, if you can share the show to your Facebook and all your social media, that way we get a lot of more listeners. Because the more listeners we get, the more sponsor money we get, and the more WrestleCorp pays us. I still think it should be called WrestleCorp because I like that better. But WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp, whatever. We'll ask the big Australian how he says it in Australia. All right, so the next segment, moving right along, I wrote No Shit Jose versus No Mojo Rawley. And I wrote Todd was the most over thing. Todd and the burger. Todd. The audience wanted Todd. And if I was booking it, I would have had Todd run over and slam Mojo in the back. And then Mojo could have tried to get Todd, and then No Way Jose stepped in, and then, you know, they could have, like, separated that way. Because the people wanted Todd and the burger up. Minister of Sinister. No way, Jose.
They were chanting for Todd, man. And, you know, of course, Raleigh said that Todd will never be a WWE superstar. And, you know, the way it ended with Raleigh just walking off and there was no encounter or engagement, I think that this is probably heading somewhere, maybe even a pre-match somewhere along the line or some type of shit. But, yeah, it's Mojo Rawley, though. I have to say, his promo was actually a little bit engaging tonight. At least those were my thoughts. I think he's trying to reach for that imaginary brass ring that they always talk about. Certainly his character change is a little bit better. To me, it comes off better than that old shit that he was doing with all that, you know, too much hype and all that stuff. I wasn't buying the hype, man.
I still say I maybe they didn't think that Todd would get over so much. I mean, are they that dumb that they didn't know that people would be cheering for Todd? Like, I think I would almost say yes. I would think that they just put some random name and say, talk to this guy and tell him, and the crowd is just going to love it and eat it up and whatever. But they didn't think that
and
the
again,
crowd would
this
be
is-
like,
yeah, man, and again, this is where they lose, too, man. You know, we're not letting them go off the script, you know? Like, I mean, you know, people can kind of pick up this shit. You're in a freaking arena. Everybody's yelling. You know, you should be able to run along with it, but unfortunately, the time restraints don't allow them to do anything but to stay on that stupid script. And then it's all watered down and turns to shit. And that's why they're getting 2.6s in the fucking ratings and shit week after week.
But think about it. It's easy. Todd comes over as he's walking away, hits Mojo Rawley, right? Mojo turns around, and then No Way Jose gets in his face. Yeah, and then Mojo Rawley gets in his face, and then they're having a stare down, and they're about to fight, and then Mojo's like, nah, and he backs up. All of a sudden, you got engagement, you got Todd involved.
Yeah.
That's writing one that wrote itself, and somebody missed that because that is what WWE writers are right now. They missed that.
And then fuckers are getting paid good money. They're getting paid good money to sit on their fucking asses and come up with the shit that we're seeing on TV when we're over here talking about shit that could have happened and would have been killer.
That would have been great. It would have made the segment, and you know, and they could have, you know, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I Todd your order? Christian. No way, Jose.
Any progress that Mojo Rawley might have will be going down the toilet because I think they're feuding him with Adam Rose. I think Adam Rose is going to return because on Twitter, Mojo Rawley was talking shit to Adam Rose.
Who knows what the hell is going on? All I know is that every time I hear No Way Jose's music, I think it's Lana, and I get excited for a second, and then I see it's No Shit Jose, and then I'm like, that's not Lana.
Damn it.
Like, and, you know, Lana is the best. Lana number one. No Shit Jose is the worst.
Yes.
He is number two. He is number two. All right, let's move on now. Braun and KO versus Finn and the Constable, Corbin. Braun is over as hell. Like, he is, like, there's nobody is close. And Corbin, I don't like that he's dressed to wrestle or not dressed to wrestle. I don't know. I don't like it. But, I mean, this segment went on, and then Braun and Strowman won, and then Braun somehow tipped over his car in the parking lot. After 10 seconds, Minister of Sinister, what did you think about this whole unique pairing thing?
Well, I think it's still going to continue, man, with Braun Strowman and KO. And actually, I'm pushing for it. I want to see them too. I want to see like them be like freaking Kane and Daniel Bryan. I want to see. I like that shit. I like Jerry's show. And that type of shit. So I'm all for it, man. This will definitely culminate down the line with them two pairing up as a successful tag team champion and contenders, and even with a run, probably, I would say. But the segment itself,
Kaestro.
I thought it was entertaining.
It's Kaestro. That's their name, right? Kaestro.
Is that what they were called? Did they call them that tonight?
No, I'm just being creative, and I'm doing somebody else's job and not getting paid for it.
There
like
you go.
Some fucking
but yeah,
Kaestro
and Constable Corbin.
Constable. That's all I can think of. Constable, and I can't think of it. But you know what? He looks taller and better without his hair.
He does look taller and he does look better without his hair. He doesn't look like a freaking slouch anymore. But Kevin Owens is entertaining, and he carries this segment. You know, Finn Balor did his part, obviously. He jumped off the ropes once or twice or whatever he does. And Baron Corbin, you know, he's coming along with this Constable thing. This was probably the best thing they could have done for Baron Corbin. And whoever pulled the trigger on this, whoever signed off on this, whoever thought of it, actually, it had to be Vince. It had to be. Who else comes up with this type of shit? But no, anyway, Corbin right now, this is the best thing going for him. And freaking Kevin Owens, if he and Braun Strowman can move along and do something here comedic, and not only that, it'll take the eyes away from Braun Strowman having to cash in the money in the bank since Brock Lesnar isn't around, and who knows where the hell they're going with that right now. You know, I called the cash in. I think there's going to be a cash
in. I think
we all called.
Yeah. Minister, if we all are calling for the cash in and we see it coming, that makes me think that Vince is just going to be like, you know, he does that. But and here's the problem.
Just last week.
let me just tell you this, okay? Now, when you write wrestling, because I did it for a while, and things happen organically, and you follow through. Even though they may seem super obvious, sometimes that's the natural progression of the story. But see, what Vince McMahon does is he'll see that, and he's like, oh, this is too obvious, and people think it's going to – so he'll fuck it up. He will totally shit on his own story just to fuck the people and change it and fuck everything up, and then you have to rebuild it again. Like, let the thing play out. I don't like Roman Reigns. He should have won at WrestleMania. That way we could have not had Brock Lesnar and his whole fucking thing. And I'm going to go to Christian right now because I have something to add about the end segment. But Christian, Braun and KO versus Finn and the Constable. What did you think?
This match is forgettable, but I'm going to be dead serious right now. I'm angry at Balor, dude. I'm getting really angry with Balor. I talked to Minister last week on Fatal 4 Radio about Balor smiling and waving like a retard last week. And this week, I see him smiling like an idiot. I want to punch Balor in the face. He should stop smiling. I'm done with the whole smiling Balor shit. I feel like I want to punch him in the face. I'm serious. I feel like I want to punch him in the face because he's smiling like an idiot. I'm tired of the jokes. I'm tired of him smiling constantly. It's retarded. He needs to get aggressive. He needs to be serious. This Balor sucks.
He needs to be aggressive. Be aggressive. Yes, he does. Okay, so the main event, right? It's a really great match. Everything is fine. And then fucking... it's ruined at the end. They did that because they want to tease it, and it's going to happen at Extreme Rules. And I say it's going to happen probably in a steel cage or some other Extreme Rule match. And Drew McIntyre, even though he was banned from ringside, came back. And so Rollins is going to bitch next week, and then the pay-per-view is going to happen. And, I mean, I don't know. I think I don't like Ziggler having the title, but I think that he's going to win at Extreme Rules. But it was a good match tonight, ruined by fucking the – what's his bucket? Minister of Sinister. Like, what do you think of the main event tonight? Minister?
Oh, yeah, Minister. Sorry about that, man. But go ahead and call for me. I like that.
All right, so.
Now, you're talking about Drew McIntyre ruining it at the end, man. Yeah, well, you know, you had to know that that wasn't going to happen. But then that's what I called for. And then I thought about it, and I said, hey, wait a minute. We saw this exact same fucking show last week. And if memory serves me correct, there was no Elias last week.
He was in the ring. He was in the ring and he did a sad segment, remember? Because it was right after Money in the Bank.
All right. Well, then tonight, there had been no Elias segment. All of a sudden, the light switch turned on. There had been no Elias segment. So where was Elias? And then you start thinking, well, is Elias going to come out? And no, it ended up being Drew McIntyre. And they gave us no Elias tonight. That was the biggest mistake. Obviously, we're going to read that he went out there somehow at the end and did something. Hopefully. Otherwise, the crowd got chipped big time. But, yeah, this segment, you know, it was a decent match, I guess. But they're going to continue it on, and it's going to drag on. It's just going to drag on, man. They're spinning their fucking wheels right now.
Who do you think wins at Extreme Rules? Because they're going to have a match, obviously.
You know, I think that Seth Rollins will win, and he's not going to go into that big title picture just yet. They're going to do that whole thing with Bobby Lashley is going to be exerted, is somehow thrown in there. Roman Reigns or something is in there. Brock Lesnar, you know, there might be a triple threat, and then Braun Strowman. I mean, who knows how they're going to play that out, but I think they're going to wait with Seth Rollins, and I think that Seth Rollins will get his title back and go on an even further run with his Intercontinental Championship.
I'm going to say that if that happens, then Drew McIntyre is going to go after Rollins and try to prove, to tell Ziggler that, you know, I'll get the title belt back and he wins it. And then, you know, then he and Ziggler can feud at SummerSlam. Or maybe, you know, maybe Drew McIntyre at Extreme Rules costs Ziggler the title and starts his feud. Or after Dolph wins the title, he blindsides him or something. I don't know. It's a long way to go for so far, far away. Christian from Philadelphia, the main event tonight.
It was okay, but Roman Reigns really ruined the main event. They're still with the whole Shield crap. They're still using the Shield crap to get him over. After all these years, they're still using the Shield as an excuse. And I'm going to do my early predictions for Extreme Rules. I'm going to do my early predictions. I'm going to say Dean Ambrose is going to return and cost Rollins the match.
Nah, I think you're premature on that, man. Dean Ambrose is not going to return yet. I don't think Dean Ambrose returns until after SummerSlam.
Okay, then Jason Jordan.
He might be he doesn't have to do anything. If he costs him the match, he doesn't have to actually do anything. And he can talk for a whole month until he's cleared. Maybe SummerSlam, because he went in early December, right? And SummerSlam's going to happen in August, right? Early August, mid-August. That's 8 months plus one is nine. I'm telling you, he can still do that. I'll go along with Christian. He can still do that and still not be cleared to wrestle, but he can be around. I don't necessarily see that happening, but that would be good.
No.
I just know that next week Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins are going to be facing Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, unless that's what they set up for the dark match. And Bobby Lashley will take on Todd, probably. All right, so with that, and look at this. We are at the end of Monday Night Raw. Look at this. Before the end of the first hour. Wow. That's amazing. Let's get the final thoughts and your ratings. Minister of Sinister, what do you give Raw tonight?
It was better than I thought it was going to be. So that's a plus. That's a plus, man. They did develop a little bit going forward. I was entertained by the Brock Lesnar or Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens deal. Let's see what else. The
Sasha and Bailey.
Sasha and Bailey. Oh yeah, that was pretty good too, man. It progressed. So yeah, that was good. Finn Balor though, he's not looking so good right now to me. He's looking like he's on the decline. No Way Jose and Mojo was shit. Let's see, Natalya winning. Nah. That was terrible. We're going to deduct a point for that. But Alexa Bliss's ass will add two for that. You need to go back and watch that. Let's see, the Hardys and Bray Wyatt and shit, that was entertaining as well. Yeah, I'm going to give this Raw a 6.5. A solid, no, you know what? I'm going to give it a solid 6.
Solid six. Pretty good. A solid.
Yeah, a solid six.
Pretty good for Raw. I'll say one thing. Extreme Rules, the card is looking much better than Money in the Bank, aside from the Money in the Bank matches. Because you got Roman and Lashley, you'll have Rollins and Ziggler, you'll have, you know, I guarantee you tomorrow, Nakamura beats Jeff Hardy. And then they'll have a rematch at the pay-per-view. I'm telling you, like, that's got to happen. And then AJ is going to probably start his feud with what's his bucket? Joe. So you give it a 6. Christian, Minister gives it a solid 6. What are your thoughts? And what do you give it?
This show was a complete mess. The opening segment was awful. They ruined Bailey's moment by having the whole counseling garbage. Balor apparently is only good at getting into terrible feuds with people, like Bray Wyatt, for example. Roman Reigns is the horse shit. He's the worst out of Raw. Bobby Lashley's boring. Raw's terrible. 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10 again. Third week in a row. No, fourth week. However many weeks you've been on the show, you've given it a 0 out of 10. I would have at least thought you would have given it a, because Minister gave it a firm and stiff number 6. I would thought you would give it a nice firm number 2, because you can flush that, plunge it. Let's go for the points. Okay, the opening, they both had an okay promo. I'll give that a point, maybe. The B team, that gets a point. Authors of Pain lose a point. Braun is so over, gain a point. Mickey and Alexa, that kind of gives me 2 points. The Beaky take away a point. Sasha Bailey add a point. Hugging and Therapy take away a point. No Shit Jose take away a point. Todd gets an extra point, but they lose 2 for not following through. Braun and KO, that's a point. And Roman Reigns, they lose 4 points. So I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10. I'm going to give it a Bret Hart. I don't know if my points added up, but I just can't. Like, they're still trying to get Roman Reigns cheered by putting him out there at the end as a face. So Triple H, I know you're listening, and you say, but he's already a heel. And Roman Reigns says, but I am a heel. I'm a heel. You know I'm a heel. I get booed. I'm a heel. No, you're not, dude, because you just got booed.
You're not booked as a heel.
No, you just got booked to come out and make the save, the baby face save. You're not a heel. They're trying to tell people he is a heel, so they don't have to turn him heel because they're still trying to get him cheered. And the only way you're going to get him cheered is if he turns heel, but now I don't even know if that's going to work. I think people just hate him, except unless you're a preteen girl, a 40-year-old woman, or a child. You hate Roman Reigns. And that's the bottom line, because T-Rock said so. And that is the end of the show. Vader died this week. That was very sad. He was bigger in WCW. That's the notable news for the week. And they didn't do really a big package. They should have done a video package for him, don't you think? I would have.
They should have, man. You know, he was Vader, man. I remember that guy when I was a kid, no less. But yeah,
he's
then
not
he
in
made
the
it
Hall
all the way
fame.
In WWE.
He's not in the Hall
Go
of
ahead.
Fame.
Yeah, he's not. He'll be inducted posthumous. Obviously, they'll probably do something with him in a year or two. But yeah, man, they should have had a video package for him. I was kind of looking forward to seeing a video package for him to see if I could see some of the memories that I have of Vader. But no, they didn't give that to me. They didn't do anything for him. They just showed his picture, and that was it. So, anyway, Vader, you know, it was. Yeah, a lot of people said he was a piece of shit. A lot of people said he was a piece of shit, man. But you know, his character was. I guess he lived out his character. Some people do that type of shit. You never know.
You know, we should be glad that the Shockmaster fell, because otherwise, he would have probably had Vader's spot. Shockmaster. Could you imagine if the Shockmaster was a success? And, like, we'd be like, Shockmaster, oh, my God. Like, that's strange. Strange unit. If he didn't trip. I'm serious. If he didn't trip, he would have been huge, right? Like.
It would have been, could have been, man, but it never was. You know, it's one of them days. But, you know, there's a lot of news going around, man. Like, there's talk about a big announcement coming for the women, no less.
I'm saying it's going to either be, I think it should be a tag title, a interbrand tag title, whereas the tag champion can be from either, and they can win it, and then they take it to, they fight. It's like Raw versus SmackDown. Like every, you know, SmackDown gets it, then Raw gets it, and then, you know, they're always facing somebody from the other the other show, right? So the number one contender is to fight this person. And that way they have the dual-branded pay-per-views, and they can have the fight.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see that. There's also speculation that it could be their own show, even. There's also speculation that it could be, let's see, oh, yeah, a pay-per-view dedicated entirely to the women, which I would be totally down for. You know, I wouldn't mind. I mean, they can do so much now because the pay-per-views are still freaking $10 or free. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So they can do whatever the hell they want now.
You can keep that free going, man. Like, you can do
yeah.
it. And, you know, my account is like my Netflix account where I don't know how many people are using it, but they get to watch
right?
the pay-per-view. And, all right, so I guess there's the women thing, there's Vader, there's a couple other things, but if you want to know what else is going on, you should tune in on Thursday to Minister of Sinister. But let's go to Christian in Philadelphia for your last word, Christian. Anything to add before I let you go?
Yes, I'm going to say five things, if you don't mind. Five things.
Okay.
Number one, if Roman Reigns turns heel, it's not going to be a difference whatsoever because he's still going to be boring. Number two, if you want to do an underdog storyline, give it to Finn Balor. He would have done it better with that. Number three, Roman Reigns was already in an underdog storyline with Triple H and the whole League of Legends, League of Nations garbage with the Royal Rumble. Number four, if you actually think about it, Ric Flair didn't actually win 16 times. He actually won 15. You know how he won the world title in WCW? Kevin Nash just vacated to him and just handed him the title. That's not a title win, in my opinion. And number five, the number five is the most truthful thing of all. You know what's killing the company right now? You know what's killing Monday Night Raw? Brock fucking Lesnar. He's fucking killing Monday Night Raw. He's fucking taking away all their fucking money. He's the reason why Raw is fucking awful.
Hey, Christian, what number was that again?
Five. This is the last one.
Number five, really?
Number five is alive.
He says I.
So anyway, Brock Lesnar is the reason why this fucking company is dying. He's taking away all their fucking money. He took the world championship from Raw. He's the reason why nobody has a fucking storyline right now. Everyone's directionless. And I'm sick of him. I'm sick of the storyline with him and Roman Reigns. And I'm sick of him as Universal Champion. He should be gone from the WWE at this point. Fuck Lesnar. And fuck the company for allowing this shit. They can't be stern with his ass. Because everyone in that company is a pussy. And fucking has no balls. Vince McMahon's a cop-out. And he has no fucking pussy. And so does Roman Reigns. Fuck Raw. Fuck Vince. Fuck Roman Reigns. And fuck Brock Lesnar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Fuck them all. How do you really feel? If you want to know how Christian feels, you can tune into next week. He'll probably call into your show, Minister. Minister, do you have anything else to add before we close you out?
Only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Damn, that was something. Hey, by the way, his opinions are his own. They don't necessarily reflect. Nah, anyway, man, everybody's entitled to their opinion here. But anyway, man, yeah, follow me, MOS Resident Heel, on Twitter, and also follow our show on Facebook. What is it, T-Rock Fallout?
Facebook, but if you go to the World Generation Podcast Network on Facebook, all our shows are posted there. So, I mean,
that's the
place.
They're all there.
They're also
on WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com. So check it out. Also, check out Mike Santori on Tuesday because that's tomorrow night. He's on the way back to getting reinstated to the Mall of America. How the fuck do you get banned.
Kicked out of the Vault of America.
Tune in and find out.
It's a lot of alcohol. And the funny thing is, the funny thing is he's going to go shopping on July 11th. You've never heard anybody shop live on the radio, and you're going to hear it only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Right.
Tune in.
Anyway, so yeah, tune into that. But yeah, check us out on Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. And yeah, thank you for joining us right here with T-Rock Plutonium, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, T-Rock, for hosting.
Oh, thank you, Minister of Sinister, for letting me. Ladies and gentlemen, Minister! Yes, you are going to want to tune in on Thursday because I'm thinking there's going to be a new U.S. champ. They go over SmackDown and all the rest of the news, and you'll probably hear from Christian. Joe Bates on Friday and Sunday, the greatest talk show. Who knows what it's going to be about? I'm sure it's going to be something very interesting. So thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. Next week we'll be back, same bat time, same bat channel. Double L will be back, and then we'll bring Name That Tune will be back. Tune in tomorrow for Santori and World Generation Podcast Network on Facebook. Seriously, like that page because you get everything. You'll know when we are. Or just like this page on Blog Talk Radio while you're at it because you'll also find out from here. Okay? So I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next time right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. On Monday Night Fallout. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.